on New Music Monday, which is our album review. And this week we have an album that has been very highly anticipated. We're joined with Raiden. Raiden, you have got to tell me all about the album you chose for this week.
All right. So I went with Chromacopia by Tyler, the Creator, because, I mean, how could you not? Like, there wasn't a more anticipated album out there than whatever the next Tyler album's going to be.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then it finally came. And the rollout for it was so quick, and that's like, I need to see more of that, because I'm tired of these like, oh, I'm gonna tease my album, and I'm like, I'm not gonna release it for like 4 months actually. But he was right to the point.
Yeah, for sure. And what did you think about the actual album itself? I know it's been getting some mixed opinions.
Man, I really wanted to love it.
Yeah,
but I couldn't. And I mean, this is coming from, I'm like a diehard Tyler fan. Like, my entire life, I've been like, every album, I've had tickets to his last two tours. I mean, even this one I bought tickets for.
Jeez.
But the album, it's good. All the songs are good on their own, but as like a cohesive album, I don't know if it's one of his best.
Okay. And you said you were a huge Tyler fan. If you had to pick like your best Tyler album, what would it be?
Oh, man. So, I gotta say, like, just Wolf, because of like the era that came with that, there was so much creativity behind it.
For sure. And on Chromacopia, it was absolutely stacked with features. Who were like some of your favorite features on the album?
On Darling Eye, the Tizo Touchdown's vocals on that. I know you have mixed feelings on Tizo, but I love Tizo so much. And then Dochi, of course, like, kills it.
Love.
Yeah. She sounds like Rico Nasty on that track, and I love Rico Nasty. And then Schoolboy Q's verse on Thought I Was Dead is also very good.
Oh, yeah. I've been seeing so much about the features. I know there's a song called Sticky that features Sexy Red and Glorilla, and that one has also been one of my favorites right now, I'd have to say.
Oh, yeah. That's a fun, catchy one.
For sure. Well, we will come back and talk more about the album in just a moment. First, we've got a song, though. Although we do not have one from Chromacopia, we do have one of Raiden's favorite Tyler songs. This is Who Dat Boy. Tyler, the Creator with Who Dat Boy as our album review this week. And Raiden, we've got to talk a little bit more about this. I know Tyler, the Creator always has like absolutely insane tours. He has such cool like sets and brings people out. What are you expecting for this like upcoming tour he has?
Well, in his tour for Call Me If You Get Lost, he had like a fake mansion on the stage. And whenever there was like a feature on a song, the feature would play out and the silhouette of the person would be like casted on the window of the mansion.
That is so cool.
At like the halfway point where he like finished all the songs and the album he was touring for, he gets in a boat and goes to stage B, which was like a grass field. And then he does all of his old songs there. So I'm like, I don't even know what to expect. The clips I'm seeing now, it's just him walking on like a storage container. So like, I don't know, maybe it would be like a, like, Kanye Life of Pablo's type design where it's like a floating stage. Uh-huh. I don't know. I'm hoping he does more than just walking on the container, though.
Yeah, I hope he does something crazy. I don't know. He is truly such a good performer. But we have a very exciting announcement. The music department is starting its very own podcast show. We're going to be doing some things on it, like celebrity deep dives, festival lineup debriefs, and so much more. It's going to be called Bonus Track, and the first episode comes out this Friday at WZND.com, so definitely keep an eye out for that. And this week, the first one is going to be a Tyler, the Creator deep dive, and Raiden actually is on this one. Raiden, you've got to tell me some of the topics you covered on there.
We were planning for 20 minutes and we did 50.
Wow.
We went into every single aspect of his career, every album, like the aesthetics and the lyrics that like backed each album. And then like we started with like his first mixtape and like Odd Future. And then we worked our way up to Chromacopia.
For sure. I'm so excited to listen to that episode. And if you guys want to listen, make sure you stay tuned for Bonus Track on our website on Friday. And if you guys want to read Raiden's full album review, you can see that tomorrow on our website, WZND.com.